Well, good morning, everybody. I am so glad all of you are here this morning. How many of you have seen the movie Cinderella? Have you ever seen the movie Cinderella? All right. So when I was a kid, there was a musical version of the movie Cinderella, and it was by Rodgers and Hammerstein, which you probably don't know who they are, but it was a musical. And in that movie, there was a song called Impossible. And this song, the lyrics said, impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. Impossible. So, if you've seen the movie Cinderella, you know that that plain yellow pumpkin did become a golden carriage, and that Cinderella, who was the plain country bumpkin, and the prince ended up getting married. What was impossible actually happened in that movie. Well, we know that there are all kinds of things that seem impossible for us. It seems impossible for us to fly unless you get in an airplane, right? You can't flap your arms and start flying. It seems impossible for us to run as fast as a car. It seems impossible to swim across the ocean, right? It seems impossible for us to do those things. Well, and there are lots of things that are impossible for us to do. And sometimes it seems like there are things that are impossible for God to do. But Jesus reminds us that with God, nothing is impossible. God isn't like us. Everything is possible for God. God can do anything. And what seems impossible for us isn't impossible for God. In Psalm 46, David reminds us that God can do everything and that we should be still and know that God is God, that God can do anything. We know that eventually, what is impossible, God will make possible. Wars will stop. There will be peace. There will be no more pain. There will be no more sorrow. There will be no more tears. Eventually, God will make everything possible. But until then, we can be still and listen for God, because we know that God is always with us. And that nothing is impossible for God. And so listen for God and know that God knows what is best. And we don't always understand why things happen, but we know that nothing is impossible for God. And that if we listen to God, God will show us what's best. And eventually, all things will be possible. Eventually, pain will stop, war will end, there will be peace, and there will be no more tears. So listen for God this week and know that nothing is impossible for Him. So let's pray and thank God for that, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, we are so glad that nothing is impossible with You. Thank You for always being there for us and for helping us get through hard times. Help us to listen to You. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.